first video for the subreddit. I figured I might do a ramble fap. I'm very nervous recording this, but I wanted to make one because they are truly my favorite kind of audios to listen to. I just love when they're very rambly and how authentic and vulnerable they feel. So I hope I can recreate that for you today. I'm recording this on my phone. I don't know how much you're gonna be able to hear. I hope you're gonna be able to hear what you want. So I just took a nice hot shower. I'm in my bathrobe in an empty house on my bed. Well, except for my cat, who's been properly locked out. I'm sorry if you can hear him, meowing and stuff. I hope he won't be a bother. I think I've talked enough. So we can get to it. Where am I supposed to? This maybe on me, because I want you to hear my voice mostly, I guess. And I don't want to put you too down there because I'm going to be using a vibrator. It's the only one that I have. It's a Satisfyer Pro, if you want to know. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed with its noise. But, I'm gonna start. Oh god. Alright, it's on. I don't know if you can hear. Generally, it takes me kind of a long time. And to people to come, I don't know why I've always been this way. And I don't know how filming is gonna play into this, I guess. I don't want to put it also too strong, and that's the only thing you can hear. But I might have at the end to be able to like push myself a little bit. Am I talking too much? I don't know what's the good ratio of rambling and fapping. I feel like I'm rambling way too much so far, and barely supplying you with the fapping part. Hold on. I guess I can talk to you a bit about what I like to do with myself. I'm really a clit girl, so it's so far it's the way to make me come. I feel like it's not that sensitive at first, but when I need to work for it a little bit. But I get after like, I can't be too rough at first. Because I get overwhelmed and it just doesn't feel good anymore. I need to go slowly. And you know, she makes me earn it for real. I need to stop talking. Right now, I guess. The settings, like, medium-ish. And like, don't get me wrong, it does feel very good. But we are still some time to the, like, it feels like great part. Oh shit, sorry. Don't know if you heard that. I moved a little bit. It wasn't a good idea. Oh. I'm getting pretty wet pretty quickly, which is surprising. Well, I mean, not surprising, but for just a start. I'm sorry about the noise. I don't know if you're here for the noise or more for the voice. It does feel good though, even if it's not like great yet. I should invest in some more toys to try it out. But I mean, I lied, I don't have just this one. I have like a tiny, like, battery-powered vibrator that was like a gift when I ordered this one. And it's like, it's supposed to be inserted, but it's just like a tiny, like, cheap thing. And I don't know if it's because it's a tiny cheap thing, but if vibrators are just not the thing for me. But it doesn't do much. I much prefer toys that are for the clit, more for an external stimulation kind of person. I'm sorry if I kinda forget that you're here, even. No, I don't know if I can forget that this is on, because I don't think you can feel it, but I'm quite shy and embarrassed right now. And I'm trying really hard to concentrate, but I don't think it's helping me if I need to concentrate too much. Let me get on my side to try and find a good angle. Sorry about the noise. I've come to understand myself over the years, and after like some more direct stimulation, while I'm not too sensitive yet, when it gets like pretty sensitive, I prefer a bit more of non-direct stimulation. I don't know if it would make sense. Like to put the vibrator or like my fingers just like contouring the most sensitive part of my clit instead of like going right at it, because it just is too It's overstimulating. And I think it's starting to starting to feel pretty nice. Again, I'm sorry if I just stop talking. Or you might want me to stop talking right now because I've been talking so much. Gonna rank it up a bit. I don't know if you can hear more or less. I don't know what magic those like air pulsating toys are made out of. But they really feel like something's touching, even if it's not. I hope you like a bit more of a wet vibrator sound, because this is what happens when it goes away a bit if I move. I feel like I'm very stressed, so this is going to take a little while. Let me like rank up like quite a bit the toy so I can give you like more of a proper show. So I'm used to not making noises, if it feels good. So I'm gonna have to learn to make some. The strength is quite strong. I think this is what's needed in this situation. Just trying to get a good angle too. I'm still on my side with my legs a bit clenched, so I get a good angle with the vibrator. Okay, but on the underside, but with some bit of pressure. To stimulate like the whole area, if it makes sense. This is good. Might I maybe should have put my favorite VA. I won't tell who it is. But in my alpha, he has a really nice voice to get me into mood. Starting to get a bit sensitive. Might be a girl's thing, but I don't know if any girls are gonna listen to this. But, or maybe a me thing, I don't know. But for me, two people to come, I need to concentrate a bit, well, a lot, on like the specific concentrated sensations. If I'm like really thinking about other stuff, I have a hard time to actually come, if not an impossible time. I don't know if you guys are like this too, or is just this, or I'm starting to say random things, or if it's, what was I saying? Or, I was saying if it's just a me thing with having a hard time to come in general. Too shy to talk about some fantasies too right now. maybe if I do another of these. This feels really good, but nothing for me ever beats the feeling of a thong. It's just, it's so hot and wet. And the sensations are just, you cannot get this. It's just this little toy. I'm starting to get really good, even if you might not be able to hear from my voice. I feel like it's gonna come pretty quickly when it finally does. This feels so nice. I can't move. If I move, I'm gonna ruin it. It feels like my clit is just being hammered. In a good way, in a good way. To speak much. Oh. I want. I have a reflex to try to move my hips. But I need to stop if I want the best sensation. Maybe I can move just a little as a treat and pretend I'm grinding on a tongue. I don't know if you heard, but I've put my toy on the lowest setting as I was coming. I find it helps to prolong it, I guess. Because I get overstimulated really easily. So just this after, it's really nice. Almost feels like a nice massage, or like the gentle licks. I quite like usually a post orgasm ramble bit, so I don't want to force it, but I guess I'm gonna try to entertain you for a bit longer. Now that post-nut clarity is hitting me, I'm starting to get embarrassed again. I hope not too embarrassed to be able to post this. If it's any good, I mean, it's first recording, totally improvised. Go on my back for a bit. Oh my god, I'm so wet. Hold on. I haven't like touched myself with my fingers at all since the beginning because I've used a toy, but I'm quite wet. Usually when I'm with someone, this is the part where I like to actually have sex after I've come. Because, again, I don't know if this is a me thing, but after coming, all the inside feels way more sensitive And even if I've yet to be able to come with penetration, I'm getting distracted. it still feels like very good. I don't know if you want to hear the wet noises, but I can try. Hold on. I'm gonna try and talk a bit louder, I guess. I forgot what I was saying again. oh yeah, this is the part where I would like to have proper sex. I'm sorry, I hope you didn't get that. It's my my stomach's making noises. Oh my god, no. I hope it didn't ruin it. I ate just pretty much just before. After the shower too, but yeah, I don't I think I'm gonna end this here. I think that's it. I wanted to give you a bit more of a ramble after, but I don't want to force it, so I guess that's it. So have a good night, y'all. Ciao.